If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report, and this is a troubling story about Billy Joel, isn't it, Dean?
Yeah, this documentary that is going to be coming out is revealing a lot, including that he underwent two suicide attempts, fell into a very, very deep depression following an affair that he had with a former bandmate's wife. After his suicide attempt, he actually was in a coma for several days as a result of that. So, he obviously survived the relationships with his bandmate, and the bandmate's wife all fell apart. But if you're a Billy Joel fan and you want to, learn, some new things about him, including some very dark things like this. This new documentary is going to be coming out a little bit later on this year and be streaming in July on HBO. Billy Joel and So It Goes is what it's called.
We have some new information on the death of George Wendt now. Did they release the official cause?
They did, and it's, I guess, not too much of a surprise that the official cause of death was congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, and hypertension, in addition to kidney failure and high cholesterol. George died on May 20th at age 76. Of course, best known as Norm from Cheers, but just one of the all-time great guys. Frequent guest whenever he was in town. He would always stop by and, was on all the shows promoting all the charities and just, such a funny, great guy through the years. He died at his home peacefully and was cremated later on. So we've got quite a bit more details on all of that now.
He certainly was a Chicago favorite and a favorite everywhere. Nick Jonas is going to play Paul Stanley from Kiss. Is this going to be a movie, a theatrical?
Looks like it's going to be a theatrical movie that's going to be directed by the pretty acclaimed director McGee. It's going to be a movie called Shout It Out Loud, about the formation of, one of the great hard rock bands of the 1970s, Kiss. I have not seen any information on who will play some of the other people in the band, including Gene Simmons. I think that, that's probably the one that people are most interested in. But I was a little bit surprised that Nick Jonas was taking this on. I mean, he has taken on acting roles before. He's done a lot of Broadway. I guess he's been in the movies, but not all that much. But to take on this role as the lead singer of Kiss, Paul Stanley, is a little bit of a stretch for him. Yes, I'm not saying it in a bad way at all.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll do a great job with it. It's just a surprising stretch, I guess.
That'll be interesting. So Tom Cruise now is in the Guinness Book of World Records for something. What?
For craziest actor of all time.
I believe that.
I think that's now been documented with all of the stunts that he did. Actually, this is related to, one of the scenes in the movie. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie, I'm going to reveal one of the things that he does in the film, for which he was awarded a Guinness World Record for doing 16 parachute jumps while the parachute was on fire. If you've seen the movie, toward the end of the film, he dives out of a plane with the parachute that is completely engulfed in flames. They had to do the scene, obviously, several times to get different angles and so forth. But he did it 16 times, And that makes it a world record for burning parachute jumps from an airplane. He officially got the award from the Guinness people.
That's a category, huh? Okay, well,
apparently, yeah.
He beat me. I only did it 15 times.
Well, there you should have worked a little harder.
We'll talk about things to do this weekend and movies to see. And it's Tony Awards weekend, isn't it, Dean?
Yeah, it's Sunday night. It'll be on CBS if you're interested in watching it. Or, as we say, for all the award shows, I watch so you don't have to.
Yeah.
And I know, I can only imagine how much Bob would sit in front of a television set. As much as he loves musical theater. Because this show, in addition to the actual awards that they give out, is just loaded with one, Broadway show after another, both musicals and plays. It's going to be a very, very special night. I'll recap it all on Monday morning. I'll tell you all about it.
All right, I'll count on you.
Bob's already getting ready to call in sick now, so he doesn't have to hear it. But it looks like it's going to be a big night for maybe happy ending for Buena Vista Social Clubs and this hilarious musical that got its pre-Broadway run, world premiere here in Chicago. Death Becomes Her is going to be a big winner on Sunday night. So we'll keep track of it all. We'll play some clips for you on Monday. If for no other reason, just listen to hear how much it pains Bob to hear me talking about musical theater during our segment.
Mrs. Surratt will be watching Sunday. Just my luck, the Cubs and Sox are not on Sunday night baseball.
There you go.
Tell us what to do this weekend.
Blues Fest is going on this weekend. Chicago's Blues Fest now is the largest free blues festival in the world. Hundreds of artists performing downtown at Millennium Park starting today through Sunday. And one of the big headlines, if you have never seen Mavis Staples performing, she is one of the headliners this weekend. She is amazing, a great performer. Check out Chicago Blues Fest sometime this weekend. We've also got right down the street at Soldier Field, Kendrick Lamar and SZA are performing at Soldier Field tonight. We've got Widespread Panic, Chicago Theater. We've got Grace Jones, the legendary Grace Jones, and Janelle Monáe at Ravinia tomorrow night. Billy Strings and his bluegrass music at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont through Saturday. If you're a jazz fan, Alison Krauss and Union Station are at Chicago Theater on Saturday night. We've got Jerry Seinfeld performing at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond tomorrow night. Also, Jackass star Steve-O is at the Improv in Schaumburg through Saturday. Comedian Chris Frangiola at the Comedy Vault in Batavia, and Beth Stelling at the Den Theater in Wicker Park. And I've seen this musical. Talking about musicals, this is one that, Bobby, you would love, actually. It's the Tina Turner musical.
Yeah, I saw it in London. Fantastic.
I saw it in London, too. That was the first place that I saw it, also. It's at the Cadillac Palace Theater, playing through Sunday. They just do an amazing recreation of Tina Turner's entire career from her childhood all the way through, going through and, becoming one of the great solo artists of all time. So that's going on this weekend. We've got the American Blues Theater putting on the Chicago premiere of Golden Leaf Ragtime Blues. It's about performers crossing racial barriers during the vaudeville era. That's going on through June the 29th. Some outdoor fun this weekend. The 25th annual Rib Fest is going on in North Center. That's always a lot of fun. Wear your elastic pants. art lovers can check out the 57th Street Art Fair or the Gold Coast Art Fair in Grant Park. I love these Greek fests that go on in the summer times that the churches put on. The St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church at Foster and California has their Greek fest through Sunday. St. George Greek Orthodox Church in Lincoln Park doing the same thing. We've got a couple of new movies that are opening this weekend. The new Wes Anderson movie is opening, called The Phoenician Scheme. You know, his movies are, some people think they're weird. I think they're so creative and so quirky and cool and distinctive. This one stars Benicio del Toro and Michael Cera. You've got all kinds of A-listers like Tom Hanks and Bryan Cranston and Scarlett Johansson, the super A-listers, all just do cameos in this movie. But it's actually a kind of an interesting yet very dysfunctional father-daughter story that is told in a very Wes Anderson sort of way. I really liked it. I think it's one of his better movies. I gave it a Dean's List B+. If all you need are blood and guts, the John Wick spinoff is out this week, called Ballerina. Keanu Reeves is in it just for a minute, but most of the heavy lifting here, the heavy shooting, I should say, is done by Ana de Armas, who we met in the third John Wick movie. She's on a revenge tear in this movie, and it's nothing but bullets and blood and, you know, what you'd expect from a movie like this. Not exactly my cup of tea, but, you know, they execute it well, I guess. I gave it a Dean's List B-.
And let's see, as far as other things, let's see, that's the movie deal, right? Mission Impossible, still worth seeing only on IMAX?
As big a screen as you possibly can for the Mission Impossible movie. And then you can see that scene that he just got the Guinness Book of World Records that I've now revealed and ruined for you if you haven't already seen it. The other movie, the movie that I suspect is going to be number one this weekend is Lilo and Stitch, because that's bringing in, you know, all the families. Interestingly, it's going to be a kids' movie like Lilo and Stitch, or it's going to be this ballerina movie, this John Wick spinoff, that is literally just nothing but complete violence and mayhem. What an interesting combination of movies that people are going to go to. I'm not passing judgment. I'm just saying that, you know, it's so interesting what brings people out to the theaters. Is it going to be something sweet like Lilo and Stitch, or is it going to be a blood fest like Ballerina?
Something for everybody.
Happy weekend, everyone.
See you Monday.
Bye.